From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Biffle gets to the inside. They're door to door. Johnson to the outside. Biffle down low. Biffle gets the nose ahead. Johnson comes fighting back to the outside. He's not got enough. Biffle goes up the speedway. The crossover. Johnson to the inside.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing as we are continuing our Night of Champions here. One of probably about three that we're going to have before we're all said and done. But a guy who picked up a really prestigious championship Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway is on the phone with us right now. And I think that NEMA probably has the title now of single person we've had on most this season.
Well deserved.
It is. NEMA, how are you, bud?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good. Good. First of all, congratulations on what you the stunt you pulled off last Saturday with the Washington State NASCAR Championship. But money on the line and time to throw down on Saturday night as you have the Evergreen Speedway Championship to win. First of all, kind of take us through your night on and your day on last Saturday.
Well, I knew going into Saturday morning after the Friday night practice, we had a pretty decent car. No major problems, and all day practice was good, and qualifying went pretty well, and the race, just I think there was one too many cautions there at the end for me, but other than that, it was good.
Yeah, they did drop it. They did cut it 10 laps, which really not only surprised me, but a lot of people there. But, you know, when Lane came over the radio and told you that they were going to shorten it, I know I asked you this the other day, but what were your feelings? Were you ready for it to be done, or were you kind of getting kind of worried on those restarts?
No, when he told me we were cutting it short there, that's when I started to pick it up. He kept telling me, keep take it easy, slow down, but, you know, I felt I was going slow enough. And, he said, okay, we're going to 115 laps, so then I start picking up, not worrying about my tires anymore.
Yeah, well, you do kind of have that option, whether you want to slow down or go fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's only a suggestion. And then you get to go to Vegas, man. Congrats.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to have the whole crew going down there and the banquet. I mean, I'm excited for that. Jill's really excited for that, too, as well. So
yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I can sense all kinds of trouble for you down there, my friend. All right, let's talk about what's coming up Saturday night out at the Playground of Power, a night that, you know, is going to be pretty important to you. First of all, how big a lead do you have going into Saturday night?
It's 6 points.
Okay.
6 points going in, so.
Not too big.
I don't really concentrate too many on the points. Just like I did last Saturday, I'm going out there to win the race, and where we end up.
Now, yeah, I remember you mentioning on when you were up on the winner's podium there about how you just hate to see that orange car, Jason Frazier's behind you. Had to be kind of unnerving because, boy, that boy was coming.
Yeah, because I know his car is just as good as mine because we both got the same setup, same crew chief, everything else. Comes down to driving and lucky breaks, I guess.
Yeah, now you're going to have him back out there with you on Saturday?
No, I think he's just going to run the tour, and then, Jesse will be with me on the crate motor.
There you go, cool. You know, one thing we did do, and I want to thank you again for allowing us to kind of eavesdrop on your race, because there was quite a few times, especially with as many restarts as we had towards the end of the race, we kind of let Lane Sunholm, your spotter, call the first lap and telling you to dig outside and then the encouragement that he gave you, he really, you know, I can't see you as being a very excitable person, but Lane is, and Lane really, he does a good job spotting.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have no other guy spotting for me other than, you know, him and Jess, but
yeah.
Yeah, though that last few laps, I don't know whose adrenaline was pumping more, his or mine.
But you've got some more adrenaline, and it's a drug that never runs out. But, man, I'm going to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, pal, and get through it. Can't let you go without the obligatory sponsor mention. You know how it is by now. I know Terry had to remind you on Saturday about mentioning your sponsors, but go ahead and throw them out.
I want to thank Wired X Energy Drinks. I went up there today, and they gave me a whole bunch of product. Thank them guys. Tracy DeYoung, DeYoung Inc., for doing my graphics. He'll be up here tomorrow night to letter up that car. And Belvedere Auto Rebuild for painting my car all year long.
Bingo. Thanks, there you go, buddy. All right. Well, we will probably not be on next week, but we'll definitely have you on in 2 weeks and give you the congratulations and good luck. And good luck to everybody out there. Should be a pretty decent car count, especially with the ASA Northwest Tour out there with you as well.
Yeah, it should be a fun weekend, and I appreciate you guys' support all year long.
Thank you. Not a problem, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Neymar Lang, who, again, as we mentioned, pulled off a really prestigious championship. He's going to have a lot of fun, a lot of activities for all the NASCAR Weekly Racing Series champions out there. First of all, another thing we do need to mention, thank you so much. We ran into a gal out at Evergreen Speedway who will remain nameless. Hopefully she's listening.
But, she's going to know who she is.
Yeah, and Carly, you might be able to relate to this, but she shared with us her story about her child's first day in school where she had to get on the kindergarten bus. Do you remember that day?
Oh, yes.
Were you a school bus stalker?
No. I drove Colton, and I actually got pulled over for speeding.
Because you couldn't wait to drop them off.
No. I don't know. I was nervous and you know, and I didn't cry and I got out of it, but I was reminded that I had a child in my car and that it was not safe to do that.
Didn't have him in the 5-point.
Yeah, no, not yet then.
Yeah. But, apparently this nice young lady, the child had to change buses. Mom follows the bus, but the bus turned around, and she gets busted for stalking the bus. But the bus drivers are pretty used to having moms chase the bus down. So the moral of the story is, and this applies to you, nervous moms, just don't get caught. Works
okay.
Every time. So thanks for reminding me about that. That helped.
I threw a bunch of eggs at a bus once.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you in kindergarten?
A bunch of buses.
Oh, you got caught.
During this break, I'll tell you what I did on a school bus one time. It's not one we want to put out over the air. All right. We got a couple more guests to get to. We have to get to Wes Rhodes, mm-hmm. as he is your late model challenge series champion. And then we also have to get a hold of Brad Stanwood, who has really pulled off a unique feat in the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. They have their final race of the 2008 season out at Evergreen Speedway this Saturday. That will be up after. That will be the final event of the evening. But Brad Stanwood not only has to take the green flag to pick up his first championship, but also a Rookie of the Year. And I was trying to think of who has pulled that stunt off. The only one I can think of immediately is Ichiro Suzuki in his first season with the Mariners, not only pulled off the Rookie of the Year, but MVP of the league. So congratulations to Brad. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got those two guys coming back. We'll be back. North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, here on North Sound 1380.
More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages. Stay tuned for the Alltel Pit Reporters tonight at 10, right after North Sound Racing. 80 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Greg Biffle has announced his presence with authority here today at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He wins the Sylvania 300 and drives into contention for the 2008 Sprint Cup Championship.
And welcome back to the final segment of our edition of North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts tonight. Still continue to pay respect to the champions of our little area here. It's not so little. We're covering more and more ground all the time. Coming up Saturday out at Evergreen Speedway, the final event for the 2008 ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. And this guy that we have on the line coming up right now is a name that not a lot of people have heard of. In fact, when when we started kind of narrowing down the end of the season, we saw the name Brad Stanwood up at the top of the leaderboard, and with a surprisingly substantial lead, Also with the asterisk by his name denotes that he is also a candidate for Rookie of the Year in the series. And all this guy has to do is take the green flag on Saturday night up at the Playground of Power, and he is your 2008 champion. Brad Stanwood joins us from Portland, Oregon. First of all, thanks for joining us tonight, Brad. Good to have you on.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good. So why haven't we heard of Brad Stanwood before?
We haven't really done too well up until this year. We went out and decided it was time for us to get a new chassis and start doing what everybody else is doing instead of using old junk, and it really improved everything about our whole program.
Brad, can you tell us a little bit about your racing start?
In the beginning, I started out at Portland Speedway doing smaller division stuff like enduro classes and cars where you're out there with a lot of traffic and just trying to learn how to deal with a lot of cars being around you. And then I run Rookie of the Year in a limited car at Portland Speedway in 2000. And I've kind of been bouncing around here and there, back and forth since then.
Was it dirt track then?
Nope. It was asphalt my first year, my rookie year, and then it turned to dirt the next year.
And then I think you went limited late model racing too, didn't you, for a little bit?
Yep. I did a limited late model racing touring division, and I also did a street stock tour. I won the championship in the Northwest Street Stock Tour in 2004.
So you take the green flag this week out at Monroe, and you're going to be the Northwest Tour champion. You got to be proud.
Yep, that's the plan, but it's not going to slow us down from wanting to win that race.
Not a bad plan to have.
In fact, it takes the pressure off and not really having to settle for a third or a fourth place and actually being out there and try to push it for the win.
Well, you're going to be out at Evergreen on the 5/8. Draws a lot of, you know, good racers, but as you know, there's probably not much competition for you.
Oh, it's really tough competition, especially when you got the likes of, you know, Gary Lewis and Jason Frazier and Pete Hardy and Ron Eaton and Garrett Evans. I mean, those are guys that are icons in the sport to me, people that I've looked up to for a long time and I've really desired to race with for a long time, and now I'm up there.
You know, one thing that's kind of cool to see, though, and a name you didn't mention, but Harold Rosinski in second place is a guy who just kind of quietly shows up at the track, does his job, loads up, goes home, comes back, you know, gets into trouble occasionally, but who doesn't?
Right.
But, you know, your top five is pretty. Another name that is not familiar to a lot of people up here in fifth place is driver of the number 58, Alan Jewett, who is also a candidate for Rookie of the Year. Talk about some of these, you know, some of these new names, and that's what's cool about the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour and the Late Model Challenge Series. A lot of you guys that don't normally get the recognition, you know, you're up there, and people are starting to know who you are.
Yeah, and it's a great feeling when you show up to another track, and you actually have people that, you know, they heard your name from the last time you were there. Like, wow, I remember seeing that car do really well. And when we show up now, there's a lot more fans actually get to hear fans when they call our name out. So
yeah, and kind of scrolling down here, you guys have had quite a field of looking like 66 cars that have taken the green flag for the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour this year, and some pretty stout names. And like you had mentioned earlier, and I kind of want to expand on this, when you're running against guys like Ron Eaton, when you're running against Gary Lewis and Garrett Evans and Chad Bennett and Travis Bennett, Dan Obrist, these guys, they make you better at what you do, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a real... It's a real drive and desire to just see their bumper in front of you, and then it's a whole another step when you actually get to go by one of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably looks better in your rearview mirror. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Brad, talk about all of the help that you've received this year.
Oh, really? The biggest helper would have to be Gary Lewis. I mean, we watched him dominate so much last year that we decided that we wanted to do a little bit more like what he's doing. So we gave him a call, and he pointed us in the right direction. And whenever we start going the wrong direction, we give him another call.
Might have a nice car for sale at the end of the year, too.
Yep.
And talk about sponsors that have been helping you out.
Really, B&M Engine Service, me and my dad own the company. We don't spend much money on anything else. My dad's house is kind of a messed up little joint, but we have a real nice race car.
Yeah, so what?
So, and then my spotter, him and his wife, they put a lot of time and money into helping us out. They're at the shop, you know, every night that we need them, and when we need something done, like body parts, they come in and they help out. And also Iron Tech Welding really helps us out a lot. And other people along the way, mostly crew members from other teams. Like, everyone's really welcome, or you're really welcome to get advice from pretty much anyone up and down the road. They don't point you in the wrong direction like it used to be back in the day.
Yeah. And what off-season plans do you have?
Oh, man. What I'd really like to do is get into a Camping World Series car for two races next season. So I'm going to work on trying to get something that's affordable that can just get out there and get my foot in the door a little bit for two races next year. But the big plans for next season are going to be a new engine that I'm building. I've got some pretty good ideas as far as what direction we're going to go for next season's engine, and we got to start now so that we can get the parts in time. So.
Well, sounds ambitious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again, Brad. It was very good to have you on the show. And thanks to Scott Ellsworth for giving you some warning that I was going to be calling because you know how it is, right?
Surprise.
Yeah. Don't plan anything Thursday night. And again, we congratulate you on behalf of all of us here. And good to see that your name at the top of the board on these guys, on this series. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. It feels great to get a little bit of recognition here and there.
Well, you certainly deserve it. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks. Have a good one,
Steve. All right. Take care. You too.
Bye.
That was Brad Stanwood with the ASA Aero Exhaust. And we mentioned all he's got to do is take the green flag on Saturday night out on the 5/8 at Evergreen Speedway, and he's going to win. Another guy we had on last week with the Late Model Challenge Series, kind of previewing what was coming up. Last Saturday night at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval, Wes Rhodes joins us now and did something really cool. He kind of had the championship in the bag, but he just decides to go out and win it and just put the fear of God into everybody out there. First of all, Wes, thanks for joining us tonight. And second of all, congratulations. Nice job, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was good fun last week, and we didn't have nothing in the bag. But
oh really?
go with the attitude that we were still going to go win a race, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and kind of take us through your day on Saturday. You know, we had Naaman Lang on earlier, and he won the Washington State NASCAR Championship last Saturday, and Naaman kind of approached it like he does every other race, just another Saturday at Monroe. But kind of take us through your day on Saturday, if you would.
Well, like I told you last Thursday, we've been trying new things at every racetrack and at every race. And this weekend we went with another totally different setup, something similar but something a little bit different. And the thing really was just an absolute rocket ship. I mean, the thing was really quick. We thought we were going to get a track record, and just at qualifying, we discovered. We missed quick time by 0.02, I think, or something like that over Garrett. And, but we ended up, my eyes were burning. Something stunk really bad.
It
was bad. What happened was, I guess according to some of the track people, they were pumping diesel fuel through the pump, the same pump that pumps their trick racing fuel.
Oh, no.
I always buy my own fuel.
Right.
And, but I was using up some certificates from contingency and stuff. And somehow or another, we got a little bit of diesel fuel in our tank. Not a little bit, but enough to make a big difference. And so we ended up pulling the gas tank out and cleaning all the foam and doing all that miserable stuff.
Ew.
And missing last practice. But it didn't matter. My crew stepped up to the plate, got her done. The track was very helpful. Michelle was unreal, very helpful. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, the car was just absolutely fabulous. And I hope we can take that setup back because I know we probably won't be able to, but just because we like to try new things everywhere we go. But the car was just extremely good. And to be able to pass guys like Garrett and Jason, Gary, Chris Hart, I mean, we passed a lot of very good cars. And it was just great fun. What a way to end the season, though.
Oh, yeah.
Such a high note. I was so proud of my crew. It wasn't even funny.
There were some great pictures on the Late Model Challenge Series website of when you got out of the car and smoke everywhere. And that had to be one of the funnest burnouts you've ever done.
That was probably the funnest race I've ever ran.
Really?
I've won a lot of races, you know, in my time and won a lot of championships, but to put the two together in one night, Dad burnt the house down.
Yeah. As they say, it don't get no better than that, does it? It
doesn't get no better than that. It was a great night. Like I say, one of the happiest times I've I've probably ever had in racing.
Well, we can't let you get away without, and we did this last week, but let's do it again. All the people that helped you out on this very prestigious championship for 2008.
Well, obviously, Knight Fire Protection has been with me since late 80s, early 90s. Thurston County Transmission and Larry's Shock Shop. And let me tell you, Larry knows his stuff.
I mean,
the guy comes up with new setups and likes to try things, and I hang right in there with him, liking to try all the stuff too. So it's been a great year.
Where do we go for? What do we go to next year, 2009, Wes?
We're going to probably just try to run a lot of money races, basically. we're going to run some ARCA West stuff. We're probably going to run some local stuff, and we're going to try to hit the bigger shows. I really like the, you know, the 200s are, you know, my favorite to run, and I really want to run as many of them as I can.
Is there going to be more roads out on the roads? Is it going to be you? Or?
Well, my son obviously runs quite a bit also, Dan, and but I don't know how much next year, but we'll definitely be out there running around.
We wish you the best.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Way to go, man. We're proud of you. Good job, huh?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was Wes Rhodes, your 2008 Late Model Challenge Series champion. You know, that was so cool. You know, it's always cool to see hear these guys winning their championships, but really cool to see them win the race, too. That's awesome. So there we have it.
How about that?
We got done early.
I think we've got like...
We have time
Six
to kill
minutes.
Them. Hey, there you go. You're watching the clock.
Wow.
Congrats.
How about that?
Let's take care of a couple of things. Again, coming up Saturday, nationwide series, the Camping World 200, here live from Dover International Speedway. And then 10:15 a.m. live on Sunday, the Camping World 400, both of which are from Dover, Delaware. Congratulations to Greg Biffle for his win.
Yeah.
Good win. That was he was thumping those boys. So we'll hope for more of the same. He's our only Washington driver.
If I had his number right now, I'd just call him up and we could all wish him congratulations.
Wake him up.
Yeah, he'd probably wake him up.
Plans
are in effect, y'all, for our 2008 North Sound Racing Awards Banquet.
I think it's going to be a little tougher this year than it has been the last 2 years for some of us.
To pick pick awards? Well, we'll have the selection
ballots.
Committee meeting. Yeah. And darn it, we forgot. You know what we forgot to do?
Oh, gosh, we have a bunch. Is there anybody still listening?
Well, let's hope. We're going to find out. Hey, we've got tickets to give away for the Grays Harbor Raceway on Saturday night for the Fred Brownfield Memorial.
Two sets, so call in.
Give us a call, 425-304-1380. If we see you call, we may put you on the air. But
don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't be afraid. We'll go easy on you.
Let's hope that we've kept everyone awake.
So the tentative date is October 16th, we'll be off next week. We'll be back prior to the Fall Classic. We'll have lots of Fall Classic coverage when we come back the Thursday before the Fall Classic. And, again, the number to call for tickets to the Fred Brownfield Memorial on Saturday is 425-304-1380. And let's see. You've got an idea brewing for November, a week prior to Thanksgiving for a show, and then a week, I believe, prior to Christmas. So
our holiday special.
Yeah, we're getting our time blocked away. So by all means, join us.
Yep.
Keep
call
an eye
us.
Out.
Yeah, call us.
Give us
425-304-1380. And let's give a shout out. We've got Caleb Hart racing in the Hornet race this weekend up at Skagit.
Oh, that's right. They are having their
Kelly will be announcing, and Caleb
Mondo
will be
Enduro.
Driving his Ford Escort Galen.
Boy, he had one before. It didn't exactly set the track on fire, I remember, here a few years back. you know, you call in, get those tickets. We might even just hand deliver them to you at down at the race.
Hey, we'd love to meet you.
Yeah, it would be cool. First of all, that kind of reminds me of something we probably should do since we have a few minutes, is thank guys like Kelly Hart, who every week when he can takes the time out, records us an open wheel report, keeps us all up to date with what's going on. He's been busy with trying to drum up some business in his public relations firm that he's got together, which is not easy to do.
And his open wheel report is just an example of what he can do for your business.
Yeah.
And what a great job it is.
Yeah, so there's no problem in getting hold of Kelly Hart. I think it's heartracingmedia.com. Mm-hmm. So by all means, if he can do anything for you, help you get your race team better publicized, give you some ideas on how to do that as well. Brandon Hamilton, please.
He's our stat wizard.
He proved to me on Saturday night why he's so valuable. I wish I still had his notes. But after every race, he would come up and he would bring me average times, lengths of race, cautions, lap.
Wow.
Oh.
He's not doing this on a laptop either, is he?
No, he just does it with a stopwatch in his brain.
Number two.
Yeah.
Pencil.
Just makes me ill.
Number two pencil.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for clearing that one up.
I don't want to do another
it's
thing like I did with
it's getting late. Yes, it is, isn't it? And so thanks to Brandon for all his help. All the people here at North Sound 1380, Tom Lafferty for all of his support. He gives me ideas and he kind of tells me when something's stupid and he tells me when something is not stupid. And, Andy and Moline and Maury and all the guys at North Sound 1380 and all the tracks around the area too. Yep. I mean, good Lord.
Boy, Alan at ADH Consulting for the website. Warren, love to have him on.
Joe at Action Auto Parts and Machine and all the folks there, so very cool. What do you guys?
Our loyal listeners, we'd like to thank
you. Yeah, we might as well. Where are you off to this weekend?
Tomorrow.
Sick of hearing
tomorrow afternoon, we're heading to Elma.
Yes. Camping?
Nope. One night we're going to be staying down there, and then the other night we're actually going to my mother's because it's her birthday today.
Oh, there you
so.
Go.
She got some honey-do lists for us.
Yeah.
Clean the gutters.
Yeah.
Also, I cannot forget about this lovely lady right behind me, Sherry Berg, for all of her help and support throughout the season. Means more than I can probably put into words.
And we wish you the very best vacations.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have a great time over. And we're going zip lining.
You are?
You ever been zip lining?
No, but is that into the water then? If you're in Hawaii. Yeah.
No, we're going through a jungle.
Oh, you're going to climb the volcano.
No, we're not going to climb anything.
Okay.
The only zip line is
the only thing I want to climb is the stairs to the condo.
You've got to go up to go down, though.
Yeah, I know, but I believe they have transportation.
Okay.
And we're going to go parasailing and horseback riding and just cruising
around.
Wait
a second. Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes.
Oh, well, good.
Yes, I have been.
So, see, you've got the boots. We've got to have country on here sometime.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I'm with Steve on that one.
Yeah, thanks,
guys.
Galen. Your support means everything. Let's see. Oh, yes, another thing I wanted to mention. Again, thanks to Evergreen Speedway for all of their hospitality out there when Tom and Shane and I and Sherry were out there. We were just had a blast, and it was a fun time. And to Naaman and his crew for letting me eavesdrop on their conversations, and Scott Ellsworth for his help out there. Scott will be out there, I believe, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing the drag races on Friday, the big show for both the Evergreen Speedway Championship and then also the, WWRA, I believe, has their final event.
Final on Sunday.
Yeah, so congratulations to those guys on making it through another season. Had an interesting conversation with Ron Fritzley today. That reminds me, I've got to call him, and I'm going to on my way home. He's going to loan me a book to read over in Hawaii, The Bobby Allison Story, and Galen, you probably get a kick out of this as well. If you ever want to get an idea of what back in the old days when NASCAR was, you know, what it was versus what it is now, and how things used to be as far as alterations of vehicles from the rule books, apparently I'm going to learn a whole lot when I read this book.
You mean like magnets to the bottom of the gas pedal?
Yeah.
Oh, even better than that, buckshot loaded Gatorade bottles. And
suggestion?
Yeah.
Pick it up when you get home from your vacation.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. So that's going to wrap it up for us. We have got Alltel Pit Reporters coming up with Brett McMillan right at 10 o'clock sharp, or they're showing it at 10:09 here. I wonder what that's all about. Well, I can fix that. So there we go. Thanks a lot to you two for your help tonight. Thanks Sherry for all of her help keeping me notified about stuff I should be notified about. And there we go. Anything else? Great. Closing comments?
Boy, just there's a few races left. Good luck to all you racers. Happy racing, and we've had a fun time this year.
We have. Thanks a lot for being with us. This is North Sound Racing. Ow! Always good to have you with us. Take care. We'll see you at the races. Yeah.